This is the Aero News Touch and Go with Aviation News in Brief for February 9th. I'm Paul Plack. A manager at the New York ARTCC says some union air traffic controllers work just 3 hours per shift and sometimes watch movies or send text messages while they should be monitoring air traffic. French officials say that next month they plan to resume the search for wreckage from Air France Flight 447. A German robot sub will help look for the A330's black boxes. Aircel says it has closed an additional $35 million in financing with its existing investors and Aircel's management team. Proceeds will be used to fund growth in both commercial and business aviation markets. The United Space Alliance wants NASA to consider its bid to take over operation of the space shuttles Endeavour and Atlantis after their final missions for NASA, in part to save almost 3,000 private sector jobs. The Academy of Model Aeronautics warns that new FAA rules governing small unmanned aerial systems could wipe out a $1 billion industry supporting RC aircraft hobbyists. The Department of Homeland Security has selected Raytheon to develop an advanced wind turbine modeling tool in the hopes of providing an accurate assessment of the effects of turbines on radar systems throughout the U.S. QBE The Americas is launching a U.S.-based general aviation insurance underwriting operation to be headquartered in Atlanta. Icon Aircraft reports that Klaus Trichler, former creative director at BMW Group Designworks USA, has joined Icon as VP of Design. And representatives from NASA, industry, and academia will present the technologies necessary to inaugurate the Age of Electric Flight at the 5th Annual CAFE Electric Aircraft Symposium. Find full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, the conclusion of my conversation with Ed Jeska. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.